I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. I recently spoke with Carrie Meyer, superintendent of the Ishpeming Public Schools, for a district update. Here's the latest on what's happening at the Ishpeming Schools with Superintendent Carrie Meyer.
Well, when we found out that we needed to continue the school year virtually, we completed a continuity of learning plan. It was created, submitted, and approved. So we have all students finishing the 1920 school year either electronically or by paper packets. We tried to make it easy for the families, the students, the parents, so they had choices on how they wanted to finish up the school year, and teachers are adapting to various student needs. As you know, all spring activities were canceled. However, we have graduation and kind of hanging over us because, you know, that's a special time of closure for those senior students. So, you know, we cannot have a graduation ceremony right now or beginning of June, but we are sure hoping that something will allow us, even if it's middle, later summer, to have some type of a closure for those students. There's so many unknowns right now, but we're hoping to organize something, even if it's last minute, to bring some closure to those seniors.
Yeah, I'm sure that kind of got to play it by ear and see what can and can't be done.
Exactly. But that is our number one priority, is trying to have some type of a closure for those seniors. So we'll get through this school year with the essential information for everybody else, get them through the school year, move on to next school year. And if there are students that aren't quite ready for jumping into next school year, we're going to try, if we're permitted, to have a little bit more robust summer school in August. You know, it's still a lot of unknowns, so we kind of are trying to be flexible and plan as we go, as we obtain more information. And then in the fall, you know, we continue to plan and schedule and trying to make plans for being back at school, but we still have no idea of if and when we'll be permitted back. So we have to continue to kind of leave options open and be flexible. I do have a few reminders that I wanted to get out to.
Sure, go ahead.
Families, yep. And seniors. New scholarships for our seniors and renewals for past seniors are due this May 1st. They can turn them in a variety of ways. They can either scan an email to us. They can drop off at our front door. Inside the entry, there is a folder that they can place their scholarship applications in and their transcripts in an enclosed envelope. Or they may mail it in the mail to our central office, which is the high school, 319 East Division Street. And then one other thing, that if students are looking for assistance for work permits, we are in the office on an occasional basis throughout the week, so they may drop off their work permits into the entry to the high school, where there's a folder set up for collecting work permits also, and then we'll get back to them when those are ready to picked up.
We're talking with Carrie Meyer, the superintendent of the Ishpeming Schools. You know, Carrie, there's lots of information there to kind of stay on top of, but I'm sure that you'll have it through your online sites and your Facebook pages and whatnot, and you'll stay in contact with the families as best as you can through these interesting times we're in.
Absolutely. We try to send out regular school messengers, posts on our Facebook and our website. So we'll continue to try to get them information. We miss our students and staff, and we are really looking forward to being back to our normal activities sometime soon.
That's Ishpeming Public Schools Superintendent Carrie Meyer. With a look at what's going on in our community, for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.